2 weeks ago, Albert expounded on Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
那两周前 ，Albert 就去解释马太福音的五章十三节。
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth."
十三节那里说，你们是世上的盐。
Today we will move on to the next verse in verse 14.
那今天我们就会去到下一节，就是五章的十四节。
Here Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the light of the world."
那这里耶稣对他的门徒说，你们是世上的光。
Now when the Bible talks about light, we know first and foremost that it comes from God.
那当圣经谈到光的时候，我们知道光是来自于神。
Yahweh God, the only true God, who's the creator of heaven and earth.
那就是那一位创造天地万物宇宙的主宰亚伟。
And the very first appearance of the word light actually traces all the way back to Genesis chapter 1.
那圣经里面第一次谈到光就是记载在创世纪的第一章。
And I believe most of you are quite familiar with this passage.
那相信大多数人都熟悉那节经文。
Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
那创世纪的第一章一到三节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
创世纪的第一章一到三节，起初。
Sorry, it's actually 1 to 4. I'm sorry.
一到第四节，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌。渊面黑暗，神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
Not only do we know that light comes from God,
所以我们不单单知道光是来自于神。
And we see here that God actually saw that light was good, and He separated light from darkness.
那这里我们看到神看光是好的，那他也把光和暗分开。
So we see one important point emerging here, that light and darkness shares nothing in common.
那我们在这里看到一个重点，就是光和暗没有什么的交集。
God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
那神是光，在他里面没有黑暗。
And that's what the Apostle John tells us in his epistle, 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 6.
这是使徒约翰在他写的《约翰一书》里面所谈到的。
And let us pause again for a moment and have a think.
那我们在这里停一停，思想一下。
When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world."
所以当主耶稣在马太福音第五章那里说，你们是世上的光。
And these words sound quite familiar, right?
那这句话大家都挺熟悉的。
Do you recall anywhere else where you've heard these words before?
大家有没有想起还有哪个地方你曾经听过这些这句说话呢？
Let us look at another book written by the Apostle John.
那我们再看一看另外一处使徒约翰他写的。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
就是约翰福音的八章十二节。
Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
耶稣又对众人说，我是世上的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
So we can see that this is in close connection with the verse we just read from 1 John.
所以我们看到这节经文和刚才约翰一书我们看过的经文是息息相关的。
It talks about light and darkness.
那也是谈到光和黑暗。
But the question is here, notice Jesus is saying that he is the light of the world, whereas in 1 John it was telling us God himself is light.
那在这里留意到耶稣他说我是世上的光，那刚才我们看到约翰一书那边是谈到神是光。
So how is Jesus the light of the world?
那耶稣是如何做世上的光呢？
Actually, if you're familiar with the Gospel of John, you would notice that Jesus time and again emphasizes his close relationship with his Father.
那大家如果看过约翰福音，熟悉里面的内容，就会知道在里面耶稣多次去谈起他自己和神的关系是非常的亲近。
Whatever the Father is to us, Jesus is that to us.
那天父是怎样的？那耶稣他也 是怎样的？
Because he's come to manifest God himself to us, to make known God to us.
那原因就是耶稣他要去彰显神他自己是如何。
Let us read another verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
我们再看另外一处经文，在哥林多后书的四章六节。
God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
哥林多后书四章六节，那吩咐光从黑暗照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Now it's God's will and plan to impart to us His light, in which we can see God Himself and see everything clearly.
那在神的计划里面，是神要光照我们，使我们可以看得清楚。
And He tells us He's actually shown in our hearts to give us that light.
这里告诉我们，那神吩咐光照出来，照在我们的心里。
But how?
那是怎么达到的呢？
It was through his faithful servants and his beloved son Jesus.
就是通过他忠心的仆人，还有他的爱子耶稣基督。
Jesus is the perfect image of God, the radiance of our heavenly Father.
那耶稣基督就是神这个完美的形象，去完全的彰显神的荣耀。
And that's why we always talk about Jesus.
这也是为什么我们常常提到耶稣。
Jesus, by both his words and deeds,lives a life in total commitment and obedience to God.
那耶稣他他的说话还有他的行事为人都是完全的委身给神去完全的顺服神。
And he had come to proclaim the good news of God's light and salvation to all of us.
那他来的目的也是去传扬神救恩的福音，还有
So he's come to proclaim the good news of God's light and salvation to all of us who sat in darkness.
那他来的目的就是要向坐在黑暗里的你和我去传扬神救恩的福音，还有去将神的光带到我们当中。
Why do I say we sat in darkness? We'll come to that a bit later.
那为什么说你和我是坐在黑暗里面呢？一会我会谈到这点。
But we all know that the reason Jesus came and died for us and then was raised from the dead was to show us the way and open up that way for us to be reconciled to the Father.
那耶稣他来为我们钉死在十字架上是有个目的的，那目的就是去向我们展示一条的道路，是帮助我们可以和神去和好的。
But what next?
但是接下来又如何？
When we are made right with God, we can then be made new and become sons of light.
那当我们借着耶稣基督与神和好之后呢，那神就帮助我们有新的生命，那就成为光明之子。
Just as our Heavenly Father is light, just as our Lord Jesus, he said he is the light of the world.
就好像神他自己是光，那耶稣他说他是世上的光，那属于神，属于基督的也是如此。
That's why in 1 Thessalonians, it says, You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章五节，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属于黑夜的，也不是属于幽暗的。
And in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8, it says, For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light.
那以弗所书的五章八节来说，以前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
So having read so many Bible verses, have you picked up some recurring phrases?
那看了这么多的圣经经文，那大家有没有留意到一直重复出现的一些字眼呢？
Other than light versus darkness, did you realize it keeps talking about how you have to walk?No longer walk in darkness, but walk in light, or walk as children of light.
那除了光明和黑暗的对比，那有没有留意到这里就是常常说我们行事为人要行在光明里面，要活出光明。
At one time, you and I were dead and blind to the light, the life of God.
那其实，在我们还没认识神之前呢，我们都是 的状态都是死的，那也对神的光是看不见的。
But when the eyes of our hearts were opened, divine light starts streaming into our spirit.
那当我们的眼睛被神打开呢，神从神而来光就进到我们里面。
And then we start receiving this light of life, what Jesus calls the light of life in Matthew.
那我们就开始去
in John.
我们就开始去接收到，好像耶稣在约翰福音里面谈到生命的光。
So light and life has this close connection as well.
那大家留意到光和生命也有一个紧密的关联。
And this life in Jesus actually gave sight to the blind soul, as we saw in some miracles he performed.
那在耶稣基督里面的这个生命呢，那就好像他曾经去医治过瞎眼的人，给他们重见光明。
When someone's blind, basically he lives in darkness, doesn't he?
那一个瞎眼的人，其实他生活在黑暗当中。
But when his eyes are open, he enters brightness, light. He can see.
但当他的眼睛能够看见的时候，光就进入到他里面。
But God longs to give you more than that. God doesn't want us to just be able to see the physical world, to enjoy His beautiful creation. He actually longs to impart to us eternal eyesight.
但是神不单单想要帮助人能够看得见他创造这个物质的世界，那神更希望的是要将他生命的光去赐给我们，使到我们在属灵的层面能够看得清楚。
But this eternal life also comes through the revelation of His eternal light.
那神的永生是怎么赐给人的呢？是通过他的属于当通过神去光照人的时候，那人才有可能看得见。
And where do we see this light?
那我们在哪里可以看到神的光？
In Psalm 119, we know that God's word is a light to my feet.
那在诗篇的119篇那里曾经描述神的话语就如同我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And then through Jesus living out the living word of God, again, that brings light to our soul.
而当耶稣基督他去活出神的话语的时候，那他也好像光一样去照亮我们。
But Jesus being the light of the world not only shows us the right path to be reconciled to God.
那耶稣他作为世上的光，不单单向我们指明这条道路如何能够和神和好。
On the flip side of the coin, it inevitably also reveals and exposes sin.
但是反过来说，那他所行所指明的，那也指出了人的罪。
Because we know that light exposes everything.
因为在光照底下会照出就是这些的污秽。
So because of this, some of us enters into this sometimes love and hate relationship with God and with His Son.
那也因着如此，我们有些人有些时候也会有这样的状态，就是又爱神又就是觉得厌恶神。
Because on one hand, we know that God's light is good for us. He shows us the way, and we long to receive guidance from Him.
那一方面，我们知道神他光照我们的时候是好的，那我们也想要有他的指引去知道怎么走。
And we want to enjoy the warmth that comes with His light, the growth that we can enjoy because of His light in us.
那我们也是享受在他的光照底下的温暖，还有从他而来的生命。
But at the same time, we feel a bit hesitant or even reluctant to have our sins, the dark side of us exposed.
但是另外一个方面，神的光同样也照出我们的罪跟黑暗，那但我们就开始觉得不舒服了。
Because the more we come into His light, the more clearly we see the true condition of our heart.
原因就是我们越接近神呢，那神的光就越清楚的去照出我们是怎样的一个人。
And that was exactly the situation I was in as a teenager.
那这也是我自己在少年时候的经历。
Having gone to church since a baby, so all my life.
那我自己自从
娘
胎以来呢，都是参加教会的。
And somehow I was drawn by God's word, by the holiness, by that love in the church.
那我自己从小就被教会里面的爱还有圣洁所吸引。
And sometimes I have to say, even that very high standard that I used to feel I could never achieve, I felt it's too far-fetched, that also drew me because I felt, wow, that was the type of life that we could live.
那甚至当神的话语被解开，看到神的要求是这么高的时候，纵然这个要求是这么高，那我自己也被吸引，因为我发现原来心里面渴望也能够好像圣经说的一样。
But then, as God shows more and more the true condition of my heart, showing that, oh, actually, I wasn't as nice a person as I thought.
那当自己亲近神的时候，神就光照我，帮助我看到原来我自己不是原来想象的这样一个好人。
A lot of ugliness inside, hidden.
心里面有许多隐藏的丑陋。
And even in the good deeds that I did, a lot of times it's actually got mixed motives or with a wrong motivation.
那甚至有一些表面看为好的一些事情是我行出来，但是背后也有掺杂的动机。
And definitely I couldn't live the life that Jesus lived where he gave glory to God in everything that he did.
那肯定的就是我当时也没有好像耶稣一样在一切的事情上都把荣耀去归给神。
Or to keep loving without expecting anything in return. I mean, not things, but you know, when you love someone, you also hope that the other person would at least, you know, reciprocate and, you know, appreciate at least.
那付出爱的时候也没有好像神一样没有去要求人去回应，那好像一定要求人去爱回来一样。
But I think it really cut through my soul.At one point, when God revealed to me how utterly selfish I was,
但是有一次呢，神去光照我，就帮助我看到原来我自己是多么的自私。
For many years, I thought I was the perfect 乖乖乐 the good girl, good student, you know, perfect student.
那这是对我来说非常震撼的，因为多年来我自己觉得自己都是挺听话的一个女孩，也是好学生。
And I thought I loved my parents with all my heart.
那我也自认我是很爱我的父母亲的。
In fact, I loved them so much that one pastor used to joke with me and said, you don't just tithe to God, like in 10 sentences that you say, one sentence at least would be dedicated to your mom or your dad.Mainly my mom, I guess.
那有一个牧师就开玩笑就说，你不单单十应奉献，那每十句话都有一句话会谈到你的父母亲。
And it's true that feeling-wise, I thought I loved my mom dearly because I talk about my mom more because she's the one who's always sick, and I was so scared of losing her, so you know she's always on my mind.
那我自己的感受上面，自认为自己是很爱我的父母亲的，那特别是我的母亲，因为她。多病，所以总是我会想起他，会惦记着他。
But one day, God, through His Word and through the sharing of some brothers and sisters at a church in Sydney, suddenly God opened my eyes and showed that actually I do not know how to love even my parents.
那有一次在参加悉尼的一个聚会，那神借着他的话语还有弟兄姐妹的分享，就光照我，使我。敏感到原来我其实不懂得如何去爱我的父母亲。
For us youth here, of course, as a baby, then you know we can't really be blamed when we keep receiving. We are on the receiving end. But as we grow, you know that we do have the ability to reciprocate, to start then showing our love in action by serving our parents instead of always having them serve us.
那当我们还是孩童的时候，那能够付出的也有限，但是长大以后呢？那都有这个能力去回报父母亲对我们的爱。
But how many of us actually take the initiative to then do something to contribute to the family, like to really want to help lighten the load of our parents?
但是有多少人是认真的去思想如何去分担、去减轻家庭父母亲他们的负担呢？
So often we are just too busy, too preoccupied with our own things. If it's not study, then yay, sometimes I finally got some free time, then I have to go out with my friends, I have this to do, that to do. Usually, like, parents would come maybe on the last bottom of the list.
那很多时候，年轻人有时间就是读书啊，要不然就是去和朋友去玩啊，去对帮助父母亲呢，总是在这个清单的最后几项。
And sometimes even if we do something for them, like maybe we do the dishes, washing up, or we help with hanging up the laundry to dry. But actually, maybe in our heart, we've got this grumbling spirit. Oh, you know, oh, not again. Oh, I wish I could get this over and done with, and I can move on to my own things.
那又或者有些时候，我们在做这些家务的时候，在帮忙父母亲做的时候，那心里面也会有一些声音，就说啊，我赶快做完就可以做我自己的事情。
And not just only that, how much do we actually try to spend time to listen to what our parents might want to say or want to share with us?
那不单如此，那我们有多少时候愿意去好好的去听父母亲他们想对我们说的是什么呢？
I remember my brother and I used to always say, da 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 da, that means in Chinese, like, okay, I know.
那我记得我跟我弟弟常常对父母亲说：“好了，好了，好了，就是说叫他们哦，知道了，就不用再讲了，这样。
So I think at that point, God showed me that actually I didn't really put my heart or take action to express the love that was in my head.
所以那时候呢，神就向我显明，原来，我自己觉得自己很爱父母亲，但是在行为上面却没有真的，就是活出来。
I cared about my studies, my academic performance, or my relationship with my friends much more than my parents.
那时候我就自己顾自己的学习啊，还有自己的朋友，是比顾我的父母亲更多。
And when that reality sinks in, it really hurts. Like it hurt me so bad that I just suddenly didn't know like how, what type of person I was.
那当神光照我，帮我明白哦，原来事实上自己的情况是这样的时候，那我就当时不知道应该如何反应了。
So then I was left with a choice. I can either run away from this, try to ignore this prompting in my heart or this reality and pretend, you know, nothing happened, or I will have to do something about this condition.
所以那时候呢，就有一个选择了。那第一个就是逃避了，就不去听神在心里面对我的说话。那第二个呢，第二个反应就是去认真的面对。
So you either love light and you want to go further into the light, or you prefer to remain in darkness, so you try to shut out the light.
那所以当光来的时候，那我们的选择是有可能是愿意亲近光，愿意踏多一步去亲近光，那另外一个反应就是去退缩躲避，就躲到黑暗里面去。
That's your choice, and light definitely would cause us to respond, make a choice.
那这个就是在乎每一个人的抉择了。那光来到的时候，每个人都要做出回应。
Do we realize that actually being exposed by light to see clearly our condition is actually not a bad thing, even though it may hurt, even though it may not feel good, it's actually a precious gift.
大家不知道有没有敏感到，纵然被光照的时候不舒服，但是能够看清楚自己的情况，其实是一个祝福。
It's almost like a fortunate early diagnosis of a deadly cancer.
那就如同一个人他被诊断出这个初期的癌症。
It grants us the opportunity to then do something about it, to turn things around by God's grace before it's all too late.
那就给这个人有机会去做一些事情，去扭转这个局面，那也是能够经历神。
But what can we do if we are diagnosed with cancer?
但是如果你被诊断出有癌症的时候，你能做什么呢？
Actually, there's nothing much you can do. You can go to the doctor and get help, right?
那你能做的其实非常的有限，那你可以做的就是将自己交给医生。
And no matter how much you read up on about cancer and things, in the end, you still need help, and maybe you even need an operation to remove that cancer cell from you.
纵然你可以看很多关于癌症的知识，但是最终你都自己还是帮不了自己，你或许要接受治疗，甚至手术。
So that's very similar to our situation when we come in touch with God's light.
那这跟我们接触从神来的光的情况是类似的。
When God, through Jesus, tells us the way how we can become sons of light,
那当神借着耶稣告诉我们如何能够成为神的神光明的儿女。
He's shown in our hearts to show us, as it says in Ephesians, that formerly we were all in darkness. We were actually not in darkness, but we were darkness.
那好像以弗所书五章这里所说的，那当神的光照我们的时候，使我们认识到其实我们是黑暗的。
How can darkness become light?
那黑暗如何能够成为光呢？
It's not about something that you do that would turn you suddenly become light, right?
你不是在乎你能够做什么使到你可以改变自己 成为光明的。
All the darkness could only become light when light shine on it, consume it.
因为黑暗如何能够变成光明呢？那唯有光去照这个黑暗。
And actually, on a more positive side, through God's light, He's pleased to reveal to us all that is beautiful.
那神他乐意借着他的光去帮助我们看得见、什么才是这些美善美丽的事情。
Through his teaching in the Bible, through Jesus' teaching as well, God shows to us、his bigger plan, his glorious plan of salvation and redemptive work in mankind.
那神借着圣经里面的他的话语，还有借着耶稣基督所传的福音，去帮助我们能够有机会看得见神荣耀的这个救恩计划。
What is so beautiful about this plan? It's actually not just about Christians not having to go to hell or they've got the ticket to heaven. Yay! It's not just about that.
那为什么这个计划是这么的美丽呢？那这个不单单不是关于基督徒他们信了就不用下地狱能够去天堂。
God is calling us to respond to him and his forming or creating a new humanity.
那神是在呼召那些愿意回应的人，那他要有一个新的创造，他要创造一群新的人类。
These people are willing to walk in Jesus' footsteps.
那这些人好像耶稣一样，愿意去跟随他的脚踪而行。
And their lives are so beautiful, like shining light in darkness, manifesting all the qualities that we read earlier as we studied the Sermon on the Mount.
那这样跟随耶稣的人呢，他们生命被神改变得非常的美丽，就如同之前我们在马太福音五章的开头看到
the Beatitudes,
八福里面所描绘的这些生命素质。
And not only that, the exciting part is that GodActually longs for us to also share in this mission that Jesus had to be light to the world.
那不但如此，神也非常的乐意去帮助我们改变我们，能够分担主耶稣所担负的使命，就是成为世上的光。
But let me remind you again, all this is only based on first and foremost a relationship with God.
但是我要在这里提醒大家的是，那这些都是建基于首先跟神有一个关系。
Have you already established a relationship with God?
你和神已经开始了一个关系吗？
If not, there's not much use in going further about this because there's no way we in darkness or being darkness can suddenly become light.
那如果还没有呢，过多去谈论这些也不是有益的，因为如果我们还在黑暗里面，那我们如何跟光有交集呢？
And this emphasis of relationship also gives us something very positive to pursue, because as we look at Jesus, how he's always in touch with his Father.
那这样去看的话呢，那反面来说也是去鼓励我们的，因为耶稣他自己活出来的生命就是非常亲近天父。
He was able to manifest all that God wants to show us.
那他因着跟神的关系是这么亲近的时候，他活出神的心意去转达给我们知道他神的心意。
So it's not because Jesus, he has anything special in himself.
所以不是耶稣他自己有什么特别之处。
But because God lives in him, through him.
那原因就是亚伟神住在他里面，那也去借着他成就他的功。
And you know what? That also can happen to us.
那你知道吗？ 同样的事情也可以发生在你和我身上。
That is what Jesus came to accomplish, that we through him can also come to the Father.
那这就是耶稣他要成就的，就是他要带领我们可以去到天父那里。
So now let us return to today's text in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14.
那我们回到今天的主题经文，马太福音五章十四节。
Who was Jesus addressing here?
那耶稣在这里他对谁说这一句话呢？
He was addressing the disciples at the time.
那当时候他是对他的门徒说。
But who were these disciples?
那这些门徒又是谁呢？
Weren't they just a crowd of ordinary folks?
那他们就是一些非常普通的平民百姓。
Fishermen, tax collectors, people that might even got looked down on at that time.
渔夫啊，或者是收税的，那甚至是当时候的人瞧不起的一些人。
There was nothing spectacular or outstanding about them in themselves.
那他们单凭着自己没有什么过人之处。
And yet Jesus was saying to these guys, just as I was sent by my Father to accomplish His will on this earth, now I send you also to go into the world as light.
那耶稣对这群平凡人说，就如我的父怎样差我，我现在也差你们去到世上去做世上的光。
And I hope this will cause us to be excited because today Jesus' word still speaks and his calling and inviting us to be this light to the world.
那 我希望大家听到这段话也能够被激励，因为这句话在今天还是真实的，耶稣还在发出这个呼召去吩咐我们要成为世上的光。
When our lives are finally in touch and made right with God, we definitely will be transformed and we can stand out as light.
当我们愿意去亲近神，当我们和神的关系能够和好，那也经历到他的改变的时候，那神一定会把我们变成他的光。
Do you know that light is bound to make an impact?
大家知道光总是会带来影响力吗？
It is penetrating, it's quick and powerful and effective.
那光它是能够穿透很多事情，那它也是非常快速的，那也是很有力量的。
And in fact, light, as we just saw before through the example of Jesus, like penetrates whether darkness likes it or not.
那就好像刚才我们看过耶稣他生命的榜样，就是光是去光照去穿透这些黑暗的。
And actually it doesn't take, you know, a big light, actually even just a dim light to start off with.
那不需要是一个很大的光，那即使是一个小小的光，
Darkness still cannot resist.
黑暗还是被驱赶。
And this makes me think of our bedroom.
那这也使我想起我们的卧室。
We used to have this very thin material for our curtain.
我们的这窗帘其实之前是非常薄的。
So every time it gets closer and closer to morning time, like the light gets stronger and stronger, then yeah, we just found it very hard to remain asleep.
那每当越来越接近早上的时候呢，光就穿透这个窗帘，使到我们也就比较难睡觉。
And not only that, actually, even at night with all the light pollution, it's so bright outside with the lights and it's very difficult to fall asleep in the first place.
那现在城市都有很多的这个晚上有很多光的这些噪音啊，污染啊，那其实都是挺亮的，那要睡觉也是困难的。
We didn't have time to look into that, so we just left it until Albert's mom, my mother-in-law, kept encouraging us, pushing us to do something about it.
那因为我们忙碌缘故就没有太理这个窗帘，直到 Albert 的母亲就一直去催促我们要做点什么。
Because as we know, light would affect the quality of our sleep, and then that in turn affect our immune system.
那我们知道光会影响一个人的睡眠，那也会间接的影响到免疫系统。
So finally, about a month ago, by God's grace, I managed to pick up some blackout curtain that was on discount.
那所以一个月之前呢，就我就感恩呢，也找到一个打折的这个窗帘。
But what I want to share with you is that because of the design of our rail for the curtain, there was this leakage on the top. So even that tiny gap would still keep us awake because light was shining through that little gap.
那这个窗帘虽然很厚很好，但是最上面因为跟这个接触的地方还是有一个空隙，所以这空隙还会透光，使到我们还是有一点难睡觉。
So with this illustration, I want to show you that it's okay, even if we feel that we are so insignificant, you know, what can we do to make a difference? As long as you are light, it's about what you are, not about what you do. Like, because your life has been transformed by God, you can still make a difference. You can still shine through darkness.
那我想只是个例子，这个例子呢，就是说到无论光是多么的渺小，所以不要轻看自己。若是我们是被神改变，那有神的生命在我们中间，那一定会带出影响的。
Now, let's just go back to this concept, this phrase that Jesus used, the light of the world.
那我们回到耶稣他的这个形容，他说你们是世上的光。
And recall in John chapter 8 verse 12, which we read earlier.
那还记得在约翰福音的八章十二节。
It says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.
那里说，耶稣说，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
What does that imply?
那这里要表达的是什么？
If we choose not to follow him,
如果我们不去跟随耶稣的时候，
then there's no other alternative but to continue walking in darkness.
那就没有选择，就继续会留在黑暗里面。
But what is that darkness?
那这个黑暗指的是什么？
Where is it?
在哪里？
It's in the world and in our hearts.
是在这个世上，还有在我们的心里面。
We know that the word darkness in the Bible often refers to a culture or a worldly system that resists God, that doesn't know or acknowledge the only true God and his ways.
那黑暗在圣经里面往往是指到一个或者是一个系统或者一个
文化，
就是不愿意去承认独一的真神还有他的道路的。
So it does not worship or honor God as we should and doesn't give thanks to God.
那是去忽略神，不愿意去向他感恩，不愿意去寻求他，那不去遵从他的。
And quite the contrary, a lot of times, whether willfully or sometimes without knowing, it actually opposes God right in the face.
那很多时候有意也好，或者是无意也好，那会直接的去敌对神。
So to put it simply, darkness in the Bible first points to a simple fact of our human ignorance, our ignorance of the only one true God.
那黑暗首先第一层面是指到人的这个无知跟忽略了神。
And interestingly, if you look at the English language, we also have the phrase in the dark.For example, we say, "Oh, you know, don't keep me in the dark."
那在英文里面，蒙在鼓里，这个是他是说 "in the dark," 就是在黑暗里面。
And it's referring to the state where we lack that knowledge.
就是说到一个人他的状态是无知的，或者是不意会的。
So when someone's kept in the dark, we're saying that he's kept uninformed about something.
那当一个人被蒙在鼓里的时候呢，那他是不知道一些事情的。
He's excluded from the full knowledge or disclosure of something.
那他就不知道这个事实的全部跟真相。
And that's exactly what Satan wants to do to us.
这也是撒旦他想要在人当中去成就的一件事情。
To somehow manipulate us, to withhold the truth, hide the truth from us.
去在背后去操纵我们，去向我们隐藏真理。
But of course, we can't just blame it all on the devil. It has to. Well, he can only work when we are willing. When you know, work through our flesh, our fleshly desire.
当然不能把一切的责任都推给魔鬼。那他可以去诱惑人，那人的反应也是要负责的其中一方面。
So darkness has another level of meaning where it often refers to sin, sinful deeds in darkness.
那黑暗另一层的含义呢，就是指到人的罪，罪恶。
And also, it also refers to in the Bible the Gentile world. That means people who are still not yet in, you know, become the people of God. So people who don't yet know God or receive that light from God.
那黑暗在圣经里面也指到那些还不是神的子民的这些的人，因为他们还没有来到神的光照底下，还是在黑暗里面。
And that is what motivated Pastor Joe and Sister Olive to go all the way to Turkey and to meet with the friends we met back in Israel.
这也是为什么梁牧师跟师母他们会在这个时候特别去土耳其的一个原因。
We want to respond to God's call and reach out to wherever God leads us, to people who are yet to hear the good news, the glorious gospel of God.
那就是去帮助那些还在黑暗里面的人呢，有机会听到神荣耀的福音。
But in order to make an impact, it's not just about talk.
但要带出这个效果，不单单是靠嘴说。
We know that Pastor Joe is very good at talking.
当然，梁牧师他的口才很好。
Yeah, he's eloquent in his speech. But it's really the life that's make a difference.
但是更重要的是生命，才能够真正的去影响其他人。
So do people around you notice anything different about you?
那你身边的人有没有觉得你有什么特别的吗？
When we were in Israel and met that friend, Diamond,
当我们在以色列的时候就遇到这个土耳其的朋友宝钻。
It was already the very last morning, I think. Just the day before we had to leave, right? The last morning. Or actually the day, on the day we had to leave, yeah.It was just a short morning. I think maybe she talked to Pastor Joe for, I don't know how long, maybe less than half an hour, I would think.
Yes, the day before.
The day before, yeah.、Mm-hmm.
那应该是我们要离开以色列前的一天的清晨呢，就他就和首先跟牧师对上话。
But before they even started talking, there was something that drew this lady to approach Pastor Joe and started talking to him.
那这个女士她跟牧师讲话之前呢，她就感受到牧师不同之处，所以她被吸引，所以想跟他讲话。
But why? I mean, how would she notice anything different? Because they hadn't even started talking, and Pastor Joe was reading on his own. It's not like she witnessed like a hero saving someone and then found that oh he's so extraordinary. No, like Pastor Joe was just quietly reading in one corner.
那为什么他有这样的感受，觉得牧师不同呢？那当时牧师就是在那里安静的在角落看书而已啊。
So back to the point I emphasize, it's not about us, why, how we are so extraordinary. It's that life in us that God longs to convey to those He loves.
所以又回到刚才我所提到的，不是我们有什么过人之处，而是当神将他的生命放在我们里面，那是带出影响力去吸引别人。
But that is not to say then good works are not important.
当然我不是在说好的行为不是重要的。
Because if we continue to read the remainder of this section in Matthew chapter 5,
原因就是当我们继续去读马太福音五章 这个往下的经文，
When Jesus talks about us being the light of the world, he then also go on to use different analogies to show the importance of letting this light shine through, letting others see these good works and then cause them to give glory to God.
原因就是在耶稣说你们是世上的光之后呢，他也对门徒们继续说要将你们的好行为去行在人前，让你要你们将你们的光去照在人前，使你们的好行为可以被知道，使到他们可以将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So good works are important because otherwise how would other people know what's in your heart? You've got all these good intentions, but how do they see the fruit of it unless it's manifested through the good deeds?
那好的行为也是重要的，那别人怎么知道你里面的生命神的生命是这么美好，如果他们看不见有什么任何你的行动。
So I remembered when I was still a student, there was a very popular saying, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk?
我就回想起我学生时代曾经听过的一句说话，你可以说，但是你可以按着你说的去做吗？
So it's like a challenge for young Christians, especially like don't just talk the talk, but let your life, let your deeds match up to your belief.
所以对基督徒来说是一个挑战跟提醒，就是说我们不单单是用嘴去说，而是生命也活出与神的话语相称的行为。
And this is also a question that Albert and I constantly ask ourselves as we examine ourselves in the light of God. Are we just preachers of the word or are we doers of the word?
所以这也是我自己跟 Albert 常常在神的面前求他光照我们，去帮助我们省察自己的原因，就是我们是传讲神话语的，是单单用口，还是也是用生命去活出来？
Lest after preaching to others, we ourselves should be disqualified, as Paul reminded us.
就好像保罗在哥林多前书9:27所说，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
But you say, well, I'm not a preacher of the word, I'm just a garden主妇, I'm just a housewife, so, you know, what does this have to do with me?
那或者你会说，我只是一个家庭主妇啊，我不是传道人，那这跟我什么关系？
Actually, I want to tell each of you here, each of us has this important role to be light to those around us. It may start just small in your household or in your neighborhood.
那我想告诉大家的就是，其实，成为光呢，是你我可以有的一个很宝贵的责任。那从小开始做起呢，就是在你的家庭里面先成为光，那甚至到你整个邻舍邻居。
But as I said, it's not just about what we do. So 做起 maybe it will again make us think, oh, you know, I have to do this and that. But remember, Jesus is saying that you are. So if you are transformed by God, then you should have this effect upon your family to begin with, then your neighborhood, and then even your workplace or even the wider society and in the whole world.
那也要小心，不是你做什么事情，而是主耶稣这里说你们是。那首先我们要成为光，那是要经历到神的改变。那，唯有跟神的关系好的时候，就和好的时候，能够被他改变了，那才，因为我们是光，所以活出来的也是有光的这些行为。
And Jesus brings out this point by the following words. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the household. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
在马太福音的5:24-16，你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So for those of us who had the privilege to visit Israel before, you would have seen many cities built on a hill, right?
那大家如果当中有去过以色列的，就知道在以色列有不少的城市是在这个山上面。
Because of its landscape, it's quite a hilly country, so you would see many cities. And the interesting thing is because it's built on a city, it cannot avoid being seen. You could actually see the city from afar.
那由于以色列的地势的缘故，是很多丘陵的，所以当城造在山上的时候呢，那无法避免的就是一定会在远处被看见了。
So let us, especially those of us who are already Christians for some time, let us remember that the eyes of the world are upon us.
那我们要记得，特别是我们当中，已经是很久基督徒的，要知道，那世人都在看我们。
Our family, our friends, our workmates—they are all actually watching us to see. You know, you claim to be a Christian, so let me see how you live out your Christian life.
那我们的家人的工作的同事啊，亲戚啊，他们都在观察我们，就知道我们是基督徒，要看一看我们有什么，不同。
And actually, you know, the people who are closest to you see you most clearly.
大家知道吗？就是你最亲近的人是最观察到你的人。
And that's what we discovered now, like with Lydia. Well, whatever things we do, she imitates it very well.
那我们就深深感受到这点，因为这个以真常常观察我们怎么做，那他就跟着学。
And sometimes you might think, oh, you know, she's so young, she wouldn't know. And maybe it's true for a long time she hadn't shown what's already absorbed in her little mind. But one day it suddenly exploded and you realize, wow, you know, all that she was observing, she's putting into practice now.
那很多时候我们以为她还小，不知道，不懂事，但是很多时候她都在放在脑里面已经吸收了。那有一天就突然就做出来，那哦，我们就发现原来她都知道。
For example, I never taught her how to brush her teeth.
比如说我从来没有教她怎么刷牙。
As you all know, she didn't have any teeth coming through until 15 months.
大家也知道她长牙特别慢，到15个月才有第一颗牙。
So I didn't have to bother doing that. But when I saw that her teeth were finally coming through, I passed her a baby toothbrush. And to my surprise, she was doing it like just how we would brush our teeth.
所以当他有第一颗牙的时候呢，我就给他一个这个宝宝用的牙刷呢，我就非常的惊讶，发现他知道怎么用，他就开始刷起他的牙。
And then another day, we had this remote control for a light in our room, and Lydia was holding it, and then suddenly I saw her kept putting the remote control, you know, next to her ear, and she kept going,
那我们有这个控制光的一个遥控器，那就不久前就发现莉迪亚拿起这个遥控器就放在耳朵旁边，就开始说话。
And it took me a while until it dawned on me, oh, she's actually imitating us speaking on the phone.
后来我就敏感到，原来她在模仿我们讲电话。
And even just last night, suddenly I, no, this morning was it? She kept doing, I think it was last night. Sorry, she kept going.And she wasn't even eating.
那昨天晚上呢，她就一直做刚才 Grace 做的这个动作啦。那她，但是她不是在吃东西。
So actually, you know, your kids, they keep observing how you live, and these are just like funny episodes in our daily interaction with a baby. But think about it when they look at how you relate to people, how you relate to your husband, your wife.
所以这个只是举一个例子，说到孩子是怎样去观察、去模仿我们呢？那其他成人呢也会去观看我们。
So they would observe how you relate to your spouse, your husband or your wife.
那会观察我们是如何和家人啊、妻子啊去相处的。
And they'll be watching closely whether at home you actually live.The same way as you live in the church, whether you live a life that matches up to what you learn from the Bible.
那也会观察一个基督徒是否在星期天所活出的跟在家里面所活出的是相称的。
So a final passage I would like to share with you is from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 and 23.
最后一段经文我想和大家分享的是在箴言的六章二十还有二十三节。
Here itlikens the guidance and teaching from godly parents to being lamp and light.
这里把遵从神的父母亲他们的教导去比喻为灯光。
In verse 20 it says, My son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not your mother's teaching. 23, For the commandments is a lamp and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life.
箴言六章二十还有二十三节我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则，因为诫命是灯，法则是光，训诲的责备是生命的道。
So I would like to use these verses to encourage those of us who are entrusted with the privilege and responsibility to raise up our own kids.
所以我想用这段经文去鼓励在座有这个福分去抚养儿女的。
Let God's light shine through you first and foremost.
让神的光首先去照进你里面，去从里面也照出来。
Don't let anything hinder that light and let it then become a guiding light for your children, for the next generation.
不要让任何东西去拦阻神的光，好使到神的光可以帮助你的儿女们能够看清楚方向，成为他们的引导。
And may our priorities in life show to our children that God is worth loving, worth us offering up our whole lives to respond to.
那也让我们的生命可以看重神，尊神为大的时候，那我们的下一代也能够同样的去看重神，去寻求他。
So that's also Albert and my goal for Lydia, our hopes for Lydia.
这也是我跟 Albert 的对以真还有对我们自己的期望。
And we thank God for our godly parents who have passed on this legacy, seeing their lives, how they place God above their profession, their own health, like really help us to see what matters most in life.
那我们自己也非常感谢我们的父母亲，他们都是尊重神，将神摆在首位的父母亲使到我们也学习去好像他们一样去尊崇神，寻求神。
But not every one of us are parents, so for us who are children, it works just as well. If you shine in your home, you can also encourage your parents, your grandparents, or other people. So it doesn't matter what role in life you play.
那不是每一个人都是父母亲，但这个不要紧。那重要的就是我们因着与神和好，可以成为他的光，能够在家庭啊去发出他的光，去鼓励父母亲也好，或者是祖父母也好，亲戚朋友也好。
So finally, just one more reminder that we together can be even brighter light. So it's not just an individual pursuit, but together we can shine even more brightly as a church.
那最后一个提醒了，就是不是单单一个人成为光，而是当我们都一起成为光的时候呢，这光是更加的亮。那作为教会，我们都是一起去成为神的光。
So I leave you with a question: Will you join in with our endeavor to shine brightly for God?
那讲到的最后，我留给大家这个问题，就是你愿意去回应去。加入基督徒神的儿女的行列吗？去为神发光。
Let us pray and first ask God to shine on us so that we can then be transformed and become light to the world.
那首先我们要求神去光照我们，看得清楚我们的状况，那我们才能够被改变，成为世上的光。
So let us spend some time in quietness and call out to God to have mercy on us, to shine on us and shine through us.
让我们有安静祷告的时间，向神求他光照我们，求他怜悯我们。
May I invite Albert to pray?
请 Albert 做一个祷告。